Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Lots of positives from today, to be fair. It was always going to be an uphill task. What's your general feelings after that one today?
I think he said everything when I came out today, and they had six lads down here not involved today, and then finding out they've got 23 contracted players and they can leave them players out. Then I look at the squad and it's just littered with talent everywhere. You know, listen, credit to them, semi-final of the trophy, possible, going to get promoted, absolutely chucking everything at it, you know, money-wise. And you look around and, you know, you are envious at times. I'm not saying it comes down to money, but it comes down to signing better players. I've had Trey Pemberton, I've had Danny Lafferty, I've had Tunde Wallaby, I've had Paul Dawson, and checkbooks talk, you know, and what Macclesfield have got is that in abundance, and you can't knock them. You know, they're a really good side, and credit to the two Robs, that they want to get this club going places. And it was just, that was what it was for me. It was a matter of, you know, you don't think Rooney's going to play for them, you don't think Curran's going to play for them, you think, right, okay, but then, you know, the players that come into the positions, and it's hard. I'm never going to criticise the lads there. I thought they worked really well. I thought we took a bit of a battering first 20 minutes, then we got a foothold in the game, then we scored, you know, they scored, then we scored, and psychology plays a big part. And then we came out second half and just, we got undone with two really poor moments of defensive lap. Guy doesn't need to go inside, he goes into a centre half area, the lad goes on the outside, and then second guy gives away a stupid free kick. He doesn't need to do it, he's learning. And then Heathcote comes off the back post and we lose our marker, he goes in the bottom corner. So all in all, you know, frustrated, to be honest, Ben.
The problem we're going to have today is, you know, everyone will go Tunde Wallaby, mark him, but they've got so much quality, and even then, you know, with the Heathcote goal.
Drummond's going to get himself a move, £40,000-£50,000 in the summer, we all know where he's going. Duffy, they've gone and signed for, what, £15,000. They've got Tunde, who's, you know, silly money. You've then the midfield three, you know, I don't know where Curran gets in, where Rooney gets in.
Oh, you bring Bowen Dixon on with Bowen a few
Dixon
minutes left.
On, you know, yeah. And, you know, they've got that quality, and you've got to say, well done. You know, and they're a machine. They're going places, but we didn't make it easy for them. I thought we gave them a really good game, and do you know what? How football can change. At 1-1, Buckley goes through.
Yeah,
it could be a different game. You've got something to hold on to. But I know, talking to Mr. Savage at half time, he weren't happy. You know, he thought we had the better of the last 25 minutes of the first half, and that was a credit. And he just said at the end, you know, you've got a good side, but we are young, we are naive, we're still, you know, Donoghue's got to learn quickly, tell him that he's fit, and he's not fit, and he comes off again, and it doesn't help, really. But then we are where we are. We've gone on, you know, four straight wins. We've come here today knowing it was going to be tough, and even tougher probably 15 minutes ago when Charlie Hines gets a red card.
Yeah, the red card, I'm not going to get you into any trouble for it, but there is, Drummond's committed a foul there, a really bad challenge, and the free kick's gone the other way, ultimately, and it's just... It's a bit odd.
It's not a red card. It's not a red card. I mean, I'm not going to say
it's not
here.
A straight red anyway.
No,
it was
it's not.
Yellow.
Second yellow, yeah. But it's the first tackle. The first tackle's the foul. And yeah, right, Chaz comes in a little bit late, but he's, the ref's got to get the first one right. But listen, the ref had a good game, to be fair. The linesman had a good game. I'm not going to complain about them. Whether it was a bit of frustration from Chaz, I don't know. But, you know, then we've got to play the last 15 minutes with 10, and that's really hard. But can't knock the lads. You know, they've done really well, and possibly shouldn't be playing Jordan Buckley again, but we're having needs must at the minute, and we've got to quickly shake ourselves down, because we haven't got a 22-man squad. We've got 15, 16, and we're going to have to get ready to go again against Ashton.
That was always going to be the challenge, wasn't it? Juggling the squad that you've got heading into Ashton. Jordan Buckley, when he's fit, you can tell he's just going to be brilliant. Yeah. I mean, you know, 75% fit today, still causing problems. We've given man of the match to Curtis Jones, and despite the defensive lapses generally as a back line, Curtis Jones has just been everywhere today.
He's the best. I keep saying it, he's the best, and he's made his 150th appearance for the club today, you know, and he's had a lot of injuries in that time, you know, think how many he could have played, but he's the best. There is nobody better than Curtis Jones, and we are better when he plays, and you can see that over the last how many weeks now, and that's not, you know, that's nothing to do with him today. I thought the clearance in the first half was incredible.
Yeah, incredible.
You know, and I'm glad Curtis has got it. You know, but listen to a man. We haven't come up, and we're not going to criticise anybody. We can defend better. You know, we can defend the first goal better. We can defend certainly the second and the third goal better. But they were saying the same thing, and they haven't had a free hit today. You know, they haven't had a free hit, Ben. So, you know, pleased but also disappointed.
Ferguson as well, he's getting better.
good player, Joe.
Game on game.
Good really player, and he's up against one of the best wingers in the league in Duffy.
And fullbacks.
And fullbacks, yeah. He's done well. I thought the whole team performance was positive. And we've shown brilliant character when Jan got the equaliser just on the stroke at half time. And you know what? Another game, you go and get it. You know, you go and get the winner, but can't underestimate what they've gone and done. You know, the squad over the last few weeks, they've really had a goal. They've rolled the sleeves up. They didn't capitulate today like we might have done earlier on in the season. They worked really hard, and I'm dead proud of them. And we know we've got our limitations of who we can bring in, what we can bring in, but I thought they were brilliant, Ben.
Takes us to Ashton. Obviously, Liv's got a job to do once again with the injuries concerns. How do you go about things for Monday and Ashton?
Well, you know, Donoghue's definitely going to be out. Buckley's down there stretching. I'm not sure whether or not he's going to do it or not. But I've just said to the lads, you know, take Ashton, take Macclesfield, take Whitby, whoever it is. If you can't go and run and put a performance on in front of that crowd, because that crowd is spectacular. That is the best away following.
That's going to be my last question to you.
That is the best away following I have seen. You know, it shut them all. They were drowned out to our fans. Our fans all the way through. They were magnificent.
This was the biggest crowd of the season anywhere.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
And listen, people want to play FC United, and that's the thing. And you know, maybe it is the cup final, even though it's big Macclesfield. You know, maybe it is. But our fans were absolutely incredible today. And all I'll say to the lads is that they'll make that noise again, but at Broadhurst Park on Monday. So, you know, when you think you're tired, you've got a job to do. You've got to repay these guys, because these guys are just getting better and better and better. And they can see the lads are working hard, and this is why the fans are singing the way they're singing, you know. And they can see that they're putting the bodies on the line, and they can see we've given Macclesfield a really good game today. And that was the feedback walking around the fans at the end.